Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, February 14th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, shortly after Apple released its completely revamped iPad Mini 6 last September, some users noticed that the LCD screen exhibited a so-called jelly-scrolling display problem. While Apple said that this was an expected behavior, the company is now facing a class action lawsuit from iPad Mini customers. For those unfamiliar, jelly scrolling is when half of a device's display refreshes noticeably slower than the other half. This results in a sort of wobble effect, hence the jelly scrolling name. As the issue gained traction from concerned iPad Mini users last fall, Apple issued a statement saying that this is normal behavior for LCD screens, including the one used in the iPad Mini. But this lawsuit now shows that some iPad Mini 6 customers aren't satisfied with that explanation. The lawsuit has been filed in California, and it alleges that this defect of the iPad Mini means that the display bends, warps, blurs, and obscures text and images to the point that the device is unusable. The lawsuit also says that other devices that use LCD screens don't suffer nearly as badly from this jelly scrolling effect, including Apple's own iPad Air. The lawsuit also accuses Apple of concealing this defect and continuing to sell the iPad Mini 6 to new buyers despite the problem. The lawsuit accuses Apple of violating California competition law, false advertising law, fraud, and more. Through the lawsuit, the plaintiff is seeking financial relief for anyone who bought the iPad Mini 6. The case has a long way to go before it can proceed, and class action lawsuits like this one generally have a tendency of fizzling out before anything actually happens, but we'll just have to wait and see whether or not this iPad Mini 6 lawsuit faces the same fate. In other news today, Apple continues to show just how far ahead it is in terms of mobile power with its A15 Bionic processor in the iPhone. New benchmarks conducted by PC Mag indicate that Samsung's latest Galaxy S22 still can't keep up with the A15 Bionic chip in the iPhone 13 Pro. While the benchmarks do show that the Galaxy S22 is the most powerful Android phone ever released, its benchmark results still fall far behind the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max. In Geekbench 5 testing, the Galaxy S22 Ultra, which is powered by Qualcomm's Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 processor, scored just over 3,400 in multi-core testing, 1,200 in single-core, and 448 in machine learning. On the flip side, the iPhone 13 Pro Max scored over 4,600 in multi-core tests, over 1,700 in single-core, and nearly 1,000 in machine learning. For Samsung, this is a noticeable improvement compared to the Snapdragon 888 processor it used last year, but it's still not enough to catch up to Apple. The testing also shows that there could be some heating and performance throttling issues affecting Samsung's newest Galaxy S22 series. During the benchmark testing, the S22 reportedly quickly became warm, and as soon as it became warm, the benchmark results quickly dropped. As always, it's important to keep in mind that benchmark results don't always tell the full story, but they can serve as a good year-over-year indicator of improvements and performance trends. And in Apple's case, it's clear the A15 Bionic chip is still a leader both in terms of performance and efficiency. Rounding out today, Apple has registered 3 new Macs in the Eurasian Regulatory Database. One of these models is described as a laptop, but the other 2 could be desktop releases of some sort. This comes after just a couple of weeks ago when we saw the Eurasian Database register new iPhone and iPad models, likely signaling the forthcoming release of a new iPhone SE and an updated iPad Air. Bloomberg recently reported that Apple is planning its first virtual media event of the year for March 8th, hinting that a new Mac may be ready to be released during that event. Apple products usually appear in this Eurasian database roughly 1 to 3 months before release, so this timing makes sense. There's no guarantee, and sometimes model number identifiers have been pushed back for almost a year before actually materializing, but Apple must register any devices that rely on encryption technologies, with this Eurasian Economic Commission database. So as such, this has become a very good indicator of Apple's short-term roadmaps. For the March event, we could see the unveiling of a new high-end Mac Mini, and Apple is also believed to be working on a new Mac Pro, a new iMac Pro, and a new 13-inch MacBook. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.